Off the Ball Daily.
A home for your favourite podcasts from Off the Ball.
The difference is that Ali never had that wellspring of hatred towards Joe. Ali, at the end, really was sorry that he had hurt Joe Frazier. Muhammad said to me once, if God ever calls me to a holy war, I want Joe Frazier fighting beside me.
Subscribe to the Off the Ball Daily podcast feed right now.
Zeebo going on his own! He gets the try!
The Red 78.
We're both Munster people.
Drury gets over the line! Try for Munster!
Nobody knows Munster rugby better.
Hello and welcome to a brand new season of the Red 78, a Munster podcast for Munster fans. I'm Rory O'Hagan from Off the Ball. I'm joined by Munster legends Alan Quinlan and Fiona Hayes as we look back on a good week for the Reds. Off to a winning start in the URC with a good win away to the Scarlets. Going to name our star of the week. We'll do a bit of a season preview as well. And we're going to look ahead to the first home game at Tumman Park this coming Saturday night against Cardiff. So a busy show to kick off our new season. Lads, delighted to have your company as always. I've missed you terribly over the summer. Fiona, how was your break?
Yeah, good. Back at it with a bang now. The AOL started last weekend, so completely different surroundings for me up in Dublin, although I'm still I only finished up a work in Cork on Friday. Really good. But yeah, no, I definitely think I missed you guys. Especially you, Rory, that beard when I saw it there. And I gave you a slag on Instagram the other day. I said I missed that beard. I haven't seen a beard like that in a long time.
My missus is nagging at me to cut it, but I have refused so far. Quinny, how are you, buddy?
Yeah, I'm good, Rory. Season is going to take off now. I think we've a long year. I was in Australia with the Lions. It was great. I think everyone was from Munster is kind of looking forward to the season. New head coach, a couple of new players in. Very hopeful that they can get a decent run. They started well on Saturday against the Scarlets. But the rugby will come ticking fast. But I'm looking forward to the season now. I think it's... I suppose after a Lions thing, there's a little bit of a lull. November internationals, but rugby will be coming out of our ears in the next few weeks. It'll be mad busy, but I'm looking forward to the season ahead.
Yeah, not a bad complaint to have, rugby coming out of our ears. Munster getting off to a winning start, new man in charge, certainly plenty of grounds for optimism. We'll get into the weeds of all that. A couple of comments reaching us, Fiona Hayes.
Yeah, a couple in there this week. So we Joey on Twitter, a lot sharper looking at the breakdown. I know it's early days, but if we stay injury free, we should be there or thereabouts again this season. Mark has, what are reasonable expectations for Munster this season and for Macmillan in his first season in charge? Claire, Craig Casey, it's such a good game on Saturday. Overall, Munster were good, not perfect, but a great way to start the season, a promising start. And lastly, Steve, can't beat a good win to start the season. Roll on Cardiff now on Saturday, where hopefully we'll get another win under our belts. So I suppose out of that, Quinny, what is reasonable expectations for Munster?
The same as always, really, for me is knockouts. You have to be in knockouts. I don't think we're getting to, we're not at a point this at the start of the season again of saying, no, we have to win a trophy, because you have to be realistic with where they're at. I think there's obviously a fair bit of optimism, as some of the people would say. And meeting people, Munster fans and fans on the street, there is optimism. There's hope as well. Like, I suppose it's not... people aren't getting carried away, but they're looking forward to kind of see what the new man can bring in. We'll probably reference it every week. Let's hope we're not making a big talking point about injuries again. We've spoken so much last couple of seasons about the injury profile. And I think, look, obviously Munster are not alone with injuries. I think Ulster were decimated with injuries last year at times, Connacht at times. And, if you don't have that big depth at some of the top big teams, i.e. Leinster, have great depth, not through signings, through their own quality that they brought through. If you go into Europe, Toulouse, so much depth, Bordeaux, the big teams, it's that depth chart that helps massively. So, yeah, I still, even with everyone fit, are Munster a European Cup winning team? No. Are they a URC winning team? Possibly, if they get a run and they, you know, get a little bit of consistency that Clayton McMillan is talking about. So, you know, what's a reasonable expectation? Go back to your question and the question people do ask. I think to be not to be so nervy about getting into the playoffs like we were last year when there's a couple of games left and you're under pressure. There's certainly loads of games that we covered that Munster mismanaged and played poorly, made life difficult for themselves towards the end of the season. They got in the playoffs, a very, very admirable performance away in the Sharks. They could have won that game. They were fantastic in the first half. They got tired. That power of the South African Springboks World Cup winners kind of took over in the second half. And then they obviously lost the penalty shootout. I think the flip side of that, they had such a clean run the year before, finished top, and then ended up losing to Glasgow. So it can happen. But I think for them to be in the mix and, you know, with the kind of tradition of Munster, I think if they get to that point, you're kind of talking about having players fit and available. And then I think they could challenge for the trophy. But first and foremost, I think it's make sure you're in the knockouts and Europe. So you're not kind of hovering around seventh or eighth, that you're up the table a little bit more. Because obviously there's a massive reward finishing at top two, you have a home quarter, home semi. Finishing top four, you have a home quarter. So financial side of that as well. So, you know, I'd like to see him be up the table there and be in a comfortable position. But that is all about consistency and managing games and players making good decisions. And then Europe, you know, it's about winning your home games and hopefully getting knockout round 16 game and possibly quarterfinal at home. And then it's bonus territory after that. So, you know, they did go to La Rochelle last year, a great win. And the quality and the depth of Bordeaux caught them out. And the performance obviously was very impressive. And they went on to win it. So for Europe, for Munster, having a good run in Europe and making sure to get to the knockouts in both competitions would be a reasonable return. The thing probably we don't focus a lot about, because it's hard to measure it, is player improvement.
Yeah.
So for me, it's kind of what when a young player steps up and you go, wow, this guy is, I think he's gone to another level. And obviously we have a few players that we'd love to see that. I think Munster have, and I don't want to dwell on this too long because it's a long answer, but I think it's relevant. Brian Gleeson, for example, can he go on to the next level and kick on? He stagnated a little bit with a couple of injuries last year and the year before, coming out of the 20s as a superstar and a very dominant figure with Ireland under 20s. Can he kick on and be a real game changer here and take his game to the next level and mix it with top quality players throughout the URC and in Europe? Ruan Quinn is another one who I think we hope.
He looks like he's bulked, Quinny, doesn't he? Have you seen him?
He's very,
bulked
very
up.
big, powerful, explosive player. And they're two big players. And if you get fresh, young, enthusiastic players like that, and we've spoken about them for a few years, Fiona, if they come on, they can really be game changers for Munster because of the impact and the power they have. Look, it's still early. You don't know until players are in that coalface on a regular basis. And I learned that from my own experience with the group I would have played with, you know. But the quality is there. Someone like Dermot Kilgallen, I think it's a big season for him, you know, since he's come from Connacht, he's had injuries as well. Can he take his game up to the next level and stay injury-free? Ollie Yeager, he's not a young player, but can he step up and get a run of playing regularly for Munster? They need him. You know, that position is, they're a little bit light there. So there's a few players like that Thomas Ahern is probably another one. And if those players, just for example, four or five players that I mentioned, they all don't have to have 9 out of 10 seasons and be in contention for player of the year. But if they take their game up a notch or two, that can be a real point of difference for Munster, that you go, God, these guys now they're playing with big potential here to play in the Irish senior team. And if that happens, then it can take Munster up a level or two, you know. So look, they're all ifs and buts. I think Let's see how the coach goes. I think there is optimism there. If results started to go against him, it turns and there's pressure there. But yeah, there's good optimism there. But I don't think they're a cup winning team at the moment. It's very early days. But if they can build some momentum, they can challenge.
Yeah, it's certainly plenty of grounds for optimism, though, following the win, Fiona, last weekend, 34-21. Yeah. The tries come from Casey Haley, Kelly and Ahern. JJ got two penalties and a conversion. Jack Crowley was in for three conversions as well. What caught your eye, Fiona? What impressed you most about this win?
Look, I think it was said earlier, there is a lot room for improvement, but what impressed me, I suppose, was the physicality around Ruck area. I thought they were very clean in how they conducted their attack. And just in general, the set piece, like we would have been nearly crying here, Rory, if we had to come on again and discuss the line out. How many times last season have we had to come on? Yeah, every episode. But look, they lost one, they stole one, and they won eight of their own lineouts. I mean, that's a good percentage. That's up around the 89-90 percentage. So I think what I liked about it was the speed in which they got in and got stuff done. Scrum time as well. They were relatively good. I think they had two scrum penalties or short arms against them. But in general, I thought the set piece was good. Launch plays off it were exciting. So the players is what excited me in general. Just watching the likes of Nankerville and Kelly. I mean, they haven't played much together. We know Dan Kelly, this is his first competitive start with Munster. I thought he was absolutely exceptional. How he linked up with Nankerville, how they read each other, how they defended together. That kind of stuff is unbelievable, because even if there is a couple of injuries, we've now guys in place that can step up to the mark. You know, in that centre place last year around the two centres, if one was missing, we were probably thinking, oh God, there's a little bit of a weakness. Teams were going to attack that area. But to see that depth, then see Kelly come up with a performance like that. And we know how good Nankerville is. He's just, we've discussed him so much last season, and for him to come out with that performance again. But it was just across the board. Casey had an unbelievable game. Yeah. Poor JJ, I thought his kicking was unreal, but that concussion obviously had to go off at half time. But certainly I think the individual performances and how the physicality was a lot different to what I saw last year. I know I'm thinking back towards the tail end of the season, but in general, I thought how they approached the ruck area, how they defended, attack, similar setup. We know, I'd say McMillan has kind of left them to it in that area, but certainly defensively, physicality, how they read situations. They retained, I think, five, all their kicks. I think it was five out of five kicks that were contestable. So look, it was a good performance, a lot to be worked on, but to start the season like that, I think there is excitement around this group.
Quinny, same question for you, I suppose. What caught your eye?
They were quite composed, and they had a it's hard to measure it, because people have asked this question, you know, what's different. It's very hard to judge after one game, but if you have a forwards coach, he's the head coach, Alice Codling is doing the lineouts. You know, I think when you have someone to come in like that, he's not going to take Alex Codlin do his job. But I think it's the whole team. It's just trying to bring that little bit of edge, and a little bit of accuracy, and a little bit of physicality. Every team wants to be physical around the breakdown, and you know, they all practice that. It's like as if you go out and play a game. Fiona will know this as a coach, and your breakdown is bad on Saturday. Well, you go in Monday and Tuesday and you do a hard 30, 40 minutes, two blocks of that, and the two, you know, maybe in the Monday and Tuesday, and you kind of beat into each other. Sometimes that it's an attitude thing and it's an urgency thing. So the forwards coach coming in there saying, oh, we want to be harder, we want to be tougher. We know he has that kind of approach, and that's what he's going to try and do. And I do that as if I was a coach, as a former forward. I try and make you really tough and hard up front. And not about doing anything stupid, but just having a little bit of an edge and urgency around what you do. So I think I noticed a little bit around the contact areas that there's a bit more physical aggression, urgency to get there. You know, Joe Schmidt had a great breakdown with Ireland, with Leinster and Ireland for years, because he put so much focus on not like just clean and beyond the ball, accuracy about your body positions, not giving away penalties going off your feet and stuff like that. So simple things that would have helped Ireland a lot to get clean, quick ball. Craig Casey then in turn, you know, he can move the ball a little bit. Munster had 12 line breaks the other day, or, you know, 16 line breaks. And they had 12 offloads. So their attack was still there. And it was exciting at times that, you know, maybe one pass broke down at the end or Scarlett's defended well. But so did I notice any significant difference? Well, I watched Munster last year at times and they were soft and porous and a little bit lethargic in their approach, particularly around scrum, line-out, contact areas. So I think from what we've seen in the first game, which I thought would have been a difficult away situation because Scarlett's finished the season strong. They've plenty of Welsh players back in the side. They have that emotional kind of thing to lean on of the possibility of four regions going down to two. So I thought Munster handled it well. They brought an attitude with them. I was really, really pleased to see that, because I was hearing little whispers that Munster would kick a little bit more, which is fine. Kicking in a modern game, and again, as a coach, you'll know this, Fiona, you don't want your, like, the stats will show that you kick well and intelligently and you get returns from it. Box kicks, kicking under your own half, kicking for grass, getting territory, all that kind of stuff. But I thought in the right moment, in the right times, they tried to find space and they moved the ball, which was brilliant. So they were a good side to watch the other night. It wasn't a stagnant, boring performance. And again, talking about that, a little bit of edge that they need, you need it, is defensively dug in and they were aggressive and they were bouncing back up the, off the ground. And they had periods in the game where they were under pressure, you know, when the Scarlets came back into it, which is understandable. So overall, it was, I think, you know, very pleasing to see that little bit of edge and accuracy was a good start. So if they build on that, and I think, again, that's the frustration last year with some of the inconsistencies. He's probably says the word inconsistent in every interview I've heard Clayton McMillan so far. Yeah. So he's watched back a lot of this stuff and seen the inconsistencies and then, you know, seen what some of these guys are capable of. So it's about implementing that and all the individual coaches. He also praised them as well. And it was the first time I heard him say, I haven't come in here to rip up the script. I've come here to add a little bit. There's some really good coaches here who have implemented a lot of good stuff here. So it's to try and build on that. So for me, it was an impressive win. The concession of the three tries, I think, would be frustrating a little bit. But, you know, Scarlets will probably look back and say, well, you know, we could have prevented one or two monsters as well. Yeah, it was an impressive performance. I think kickoff receipt at one stage after the second try was it. You don't want your winger, Tucker Abrams, trying to catch the kickoffs. So I think there's small things in there that they'll look at that they could have been better. I also thought that JJ Hanrahan was very composed and I liked what I saw from JJ and I think he has that ability. He's a confidence player like most fly halves. And I think if he gets a good platform, he's a very good player. So I think that will help them when Crowley is away because there was a, you know, of course, Tony Butler is still young and he will get opportunities. But I liked what JJ did in the first half, bringing players into it, and he kicked intelligently as well. So it's quite exciting when you think of the players that can come back, Kilgallen, Calvin Nash. Mike Haley played well. They've lots of good options. Tom Farrell is another player. So I think they've loads of depth in that back line. You know, we've won British and Irish line, haven't we, in Tyburn. When he comes back in, hopefully we can see Edwin Adogbo, some of him, because I think if you can stack up that bench, hopefully Roman Salanoa can get back, you know, end of October, November. Again, they're all hopes, but I think Edwin Adogbo, if he can get back in there and playing, I think he gives an incredible power. And so, yeah, I was impressed and it was a good start, but nothing to get carried away about. I think that the acid test now, and we talk about it at the end, is psychologically Cardiff coming to Thomond Park on Saturday. How do they deal with that and how do they find a, you know, kick on and challenge themselves to be better?
Well, that is it for part one of The Red 78. To listen to the full episode, where we will name our star of the week and we look ahead to this weekend's clash with Cardiff, you can become an Off The Ball member. Check out offtheball.com/join for all the details. You can become a member on the Off The Ball app, Apple, Spotify or YouTube for $9.99 a month.
The Red 78. Nobody knows Munster rugby better.
I'd like to think I know a lot.